Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, if you want something in God, you have to fight for it. You have to claim it. You have to press into it. It's not coming easy. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible speaks of us as warriors of the faith. Amen. And some people think you fight the devil. You're not fighting the devil. You're fighting the fight of faith. Amen. You're standing in faith. The devil's defeated. Praise God. Because we are in Christ Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. And as He is, so are we in this world. I preach that message before you. What kind are you? I'm of a different species. I'm of the kind that is created in God. I'm not of the angelic order. I'm not of the seraphim order. I'm not of the cherubim order. I'm not of the living beast order. I'm of the order that's in the image of God, that fellowships with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, created in His image, ruling and reigning by the word of His power in our mouths. Hallelujah. 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 And we advance in the kingdom. We take new ground in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. We are more than conquerors because I am in Christ Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I'm the Christ kind. I'm a different species. I'm the kind that is always on top. I'm the kind that is more than a conqueror. I'm the kind, no matter what comes against me, I have authority to speak. I have power to declare. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory. Come on, bump your neighbor, say, what kind are you? Ah, amen. Well, I'm of the religious kind. I'm of the worldly kind. I'm of the kind that cries out to God to do something. Do you know God's not going to bind the devil? He's already defeated him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, I want to say something tonight that might sound a bit controversial. You have personal devils to overcome. You have your devils. Each one, you got your devils. Those assigned to you to try and stop you. You got your devils. Hallelujah. And you got your territory. You got your domain. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, this whole kingdom thing is about a people who God's raised up, placed in the darkness, placed in the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We shine with the glory of God. We shine with the authority of His Spirit. Hallelujah. We're here taking ground. The enemy doesn't want to give it up, but he has to, because we stand in dominion. Hallelujah. And we stand in authority, and I know who I am. Doesn't matter how it looks, I'm still more than a conqueror. I don't have a bad day in my life. Hallelujah. I cannot lose. No matter what the enemy does, it shall be turned against him. Hallelujah. It must be very frustrating for the enemy to come against a born-again believer who knows who he is. Hallelujah. Someone say, I'm the Christ kind. I'm the kind that overcomes by the word of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I'm the kind the devil can't touch. I'm the kind that's seated in Christ Jesus. I'm the kind that's far above principalities, powers, rule. Hallelujah. So God speaks to us tonight. He is saying, you are who I say you am. Hallelujah. All you need is one word from God. Amen. There's the story of who's that great conqueror, Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great was on his horse, and you know, they were about to enter a new battle. And as they stand there, the horse suddenly has a fright and rears up. And one of the soldiers quickly runs forward and grabs the reins and pulls the horse, brings him under control. And Alexander the Great looks at him. He said, thank you, Captain. He said, thank you, sir. And he went and took his command. Just one word. He was a normal soldier. He just said, thank you, Captain. Hallelujah. And the soldier says, well, he says, I'm the captain, then I'm the captain. Hallelujah. No matter what his friends said, no matter how many people have got more experience, Alexander says, I'm a captain. I'm a captain. And the moment he said that, all the soldiers had to respond, because Alexander says he's a captain. Hallelujah. God says you're a king. You're a priest. Hallelujah. God says you are his servant in the earth. His expression of his will. Can somebody lift your hand and say, if it's gonna be, it's up to me. You see, God says, go take dominion. That's what he said in the book of Genesis. He said to Adam, have dominion. Take authority. Subdue the earth. Replenish the earth. Hallelujah. And thank God Jesus gave us that authority back. Amen. Come on. I've been talking today about the authority and the mature believers who knows who they are. Hallelujah. I know that I'm in his image and in his likeness. When the enemy comes against you, you stand up in the authority of Jesus. You said, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Once you know what kind you are. Hallelujah. You know, it's no use for a foot soldier to come against a mighty warrior, a samurai. Amen. Because he's a different kind. He's in a different league. I want you to know tonight, all those enemies coming up against you, they're out of their league. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're completely out of their league. Because you're a different kind. He's of the conquered kind. He's of the kind that has to bow his knee. He's of the kind that's already been defeated. He's of the kind that has no rights. I'm of the kind that God has created to possess the earth. Amen. And God has given you dominion. Everybody say, I've got dominion. You know where you start to find that dominion? You learn to take dominion of your own soul. Hallelujah. You learn to not let depression come your way. You learn to not let the enemy. Just the other day, something came against me. A tremendous financial difficulty came against me. And the enemy kind of put that on me. He said, like, you must fear now. You must start changing your plans now. Tell your neighbor, never change the plans God gave you. If God's given you the word, you have the word, you have the authority, you have what he's already said you have. Never turn around, never be intimidated. So the enemy came against me, and I was there, and I was kind of feeling a little bit, you know, sad, and oh man, and now the thoughts come, you're going to have to give this up, you're going to have to not do that, you're going to have to stop this, you're going to, and you know, kind of just, this doesn't feel right. This is not the voice that speaks to me. This is not the Holy Ghost. This is not who I am. Hallelujah. I refuse to bow my knee and go back down there. The devil will not have authority over me. Amen. Now remember, I'm the Christ kind. Take my position. I say, I rebuke you, you foul spirit of lack and poverty. There is no lack in my house. You come too late. I've already been provided for according to his riches and glory. God's already promised me all things. Whatsoever I ask, I receive it. The abundance of the Lord is my portion. God delights in my prosperity. Whatever my hand finds to do prospers. No matter what I have, it's more than enough. Hallelujah. That old devil turned his back, put his tail between his legs, and scampered off. And I stood where I stand. Sometimes you have to learn to stood where you stand. Amen. Say, I stood where I stand, man. Hallelujah. You see, that's part of knowing who you are. That's part of standing in the kingdom. That's part of having authority. The challenge is always against your authority. The challenge is always to try and push you into a religious position, because that's where we come from. The enemy tries to push you back into a religious position, the position of those who do not have God. Oh God, where are you? You finished. But I thought you said, but I suppose it's not so for me. Over's with you. Oh, but I need to cry out and get a million people on Facebook to pray. I'm powerless. I'm at the mercy of this thing. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I'm the Christ kind. I'm the kind that is seated in Christ Jesus. I'm the one with the authority. When that enemy comes against you, don't take a religious position. Tell your neighbor, don't be religious. Don't stand there and cry. Oh, Lord, it's so hard. Look at these enemies. God is saying, listen, it's the defeated kind. You know that story about the lions, how they train their little pups? Their little, what do they call it?
Cubs.
Cubs. Cubs. Poor lions, I almost gave them pups. That lion will go out, he'll hunt, he'll give that cub until the day the cub starts maturing. And then suddenly the lion, you'll see, he'll go out there and he'll catch a young buck. And he'll just give him a little nip. Just, you don't kill him. And he brings him back. And he puts him there. He's not dead. He's still kind of frisky. And then the young cubs don't know what to do with him because they used to mom tearing the meat and giving it to them. But there comes a moment in your life where you learn to enter maturity. There comes a moment in your life where God's not going to kill for you anymore and just hand it on a plate anymore. You're not a baby anymore. Hallelujah. He's trying to teach you. And they say, oh, but we're hungry. And the little buck's in front of them. And they can't recognize it for food. And then they're playing with it. They're trying and they try to bite it. And then it runs away. And when it gets a little bit too frisky, mother just gives it one clap. Bah! And it's, okay, play with my children. You are food. Hallelujah. The Bible says the enemy is your food. I want you to say to me with me tonight, my enemy is my food. Listen, Jesus defeated him completely, but he didn't kill him. He didn't throw him in the pit. He went, he defeated him. He gave him a fatal blow. He removed his power, but he left him here for you. Why? So you can learn who you are. Hallelujah. So you can learn to hunt your own thing. You're a hunter. Hallelujah. And if it's going to be, if the promise of God's going to be, it's up to you. Pastor Fred's got the saying, if it's going to be, it's up to me. Come on now. Bible says, be strong, be courageous. So you stand the kingdom, you're a partaker of the kingdom. The enemy comes, says you don't have, and you know, ah, oh, now thirst comes against you and you're thirsty. Oh God, where's the water? No, when you're in the Holy Ghost, you know who you are. You know all the promises are yours. So when you're in the Holy Ghost, you don't cry out. You don't call to God like he's gone far off. He is near you. He's with you. Jesus didn't feel near at all when he was on that cross. In fact, the Father forsook him. Said, you and I will never be forsaken. But you and I are always near with him. So when I'm in the Holy Ghost, I'm of a different order. I'm of the order that can partake of heavenly things. The Bible says partakers of the heavenly covenant. Hallelujah. Say with me, I'm the kind that can partake of the kingdom, of the blessings of the kingdom. They are mine. They're guaranteed by the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Your mighty guarantee, your mighty power. You're the steward of every heavenly blessing. You hold it for your saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if the enemy manages to push me into a religious position, I start praying, crying out to God that's up there. I don't know if he's hearing me. But if I know who I am, I'm the Christ kind. I do something different. When I'm thirsty, you know what I confess? You know how what I do? You say, I drink. The water is there. The supply is there. You don't ask God to say, I drink. Hallelujah. I'm satisfied. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must remember who we are. When times go wrong, times go bad, remember who you are. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, you're the Christ kind. You're the kind that God has ordained victory through. And he says, my name shall be glorified in my saints. In other words, you will declare his victory. You will enforce the victory. You will cause the name of Jesus to be highly exalted and honored and respected, because your enemy will see no matter what they do, you overcome them in the name of Jesus. When it's time for a fight, it's not time to give away territory. You don't back down. You stand toe to toe. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's sing that song again. Let our King be lifted up. Let his holy name be exalted in this place. Let his saints be warriors. Let his saints be people who possess and stand in the promise that God has given them. Hallelujah. Your name is Jesus. Oh. I started singing the wrong name. What's the last song you did?
Our King, let our King be lifted up.
Let the name of Jesus.
Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Oh.
Let the King be lifted up.
Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up.
I was reading John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, and by him all things were created. Nothing was created that exists without him. Do you know he is the original perfect Word?
Hallelujah.
Do you know he is the origin of everything material? In the beginning was the Word. And when he created things, he created all things perfect. In other words, the world that you live in is the world where God created things perfect. But the enemy has come, and it's like a virus that attacks, you know, attacks everything that's going around you that is warped, that is not for your blessing, for your increase, is a, what's the right word? Is a perversion. Is a twisting of the order that God had created. Are you with me? Because the original is the perfection. The Word is still, because the Bible says he upholds all things by the power of his Word. And so when things start going wrong, he has anointed you to speak life into that, to speak healing into that, to speak godly order into that, to let the Word be today as it was in the beginning, to let the circumstance around you be ordered according to the Word. The Word of God that is in you is mighty to restore things as at the first.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if anything doesn't agree with the Word of God, you have been anointed and given the Word. You have the Word in your mouth. Hallelujah. Come on, it's about time that the enemy comes up against people and find that they're not the religious kind. They're the kind that know who they are. They're the kind that have the Word of God in their mouth and speaks against that thing. I am more than a conqueror. I cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. No matter what comes against me, I am more than a conqueror. It will turn together for my good. Praise the name of Jesus. Come on now. There's somebody here. I believe the Holy Ghost is encouraging you tonight to stand up against your enemy. Remember who you are and speak to him from a dizzy height. Hallelujah. Do you understand that God has given us his word? That when you speak, it's like he speaks. He says, I authorize you to speak in my name. Whatsoever things you speak in my name, you declare in my name, it shall be so. Hallelujah. That's why the Holy Ghost has come to empower the word that you speak and to release authority. Now, I want to read something for you tonight. Come on, take your seats just for a moment. Let's stay on theme what the Holy Ghost is saying here to us tonight. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6. And there where he speaks about Elisha. And Elisha was standing up against the kingdoms of this world. And the king heard about Elisha. And they said, he thought that people in his own palace are busy, you know, giving his information away, because no matter what he did, Israel was ready for them. They said, well, attack this way. Israel was waiting. Attack that way. Israel was waiting. So he said, what's going on here? Somebody here, a spy amongst us. And they said, no, king, there's a man of God, Elisha. And the king sent an army against one man. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, if I'm in Christ, I'm the majority. Man, that's a mighty statement. Say it with me. If I'm in Christ, I'm in the majority. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we've been talking about angels, so we'll look at that as well in this dimension. But if only my cell phone will stop locking its jolly screen. Okay, so he says, in chariots, he sent chariots and a great army there, and they came by night, and they surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And Gehazi said to Elisha, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more. Hallelujah. You want to say, I will not fear. Praise God for the ladies. They had a fearless conference. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, we need to learn not to be moved by what we see. Amen. You've been given authority to speak the mysteries of God. In other words, the hidden revelations, the word of God. And he says to him, do not fear. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. There's Elisha on his own and Gehazi surrounded by an army. Have you ever been pursued by a whole army? Some of you cry just when your neighbor comes against you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, tell the person next to you, you can't afford to give up territory. To take the back foot. To give up authority. You are in authority. Hallelujah. And he comes up. An army comes against him. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see. The faith eyes. The spiritual eyes. And he says, then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw. And behold, they were all alone. It's just poor me. Everybody hates me. Don't you know, Pastor, my whole family is against me. It's so hard. It's hard if you're going to become a religious person. It's hard if you're going to give up who you are and forget the authority that you have. But he said, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And so when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. He struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. You are in your situation. I want to tell you, the armies of God are encamped about you. You've been standing for truth. You've been standing for the word. And suddenly you're surrounded and all the companies are against you. And it looks like you're going to lose your contracts. What must you do? Don't give up your confidence. Don't give up your place. Don't give away your authority. Remember who you are. You're the Christ kind. You're the kind that is seated in Him. You're the kind that has overcome, that the enemy cannot touch. It's a no contest. So if I'm in the world, if I'm of the world, or I'm an Adamite, a carnal thinking Christian, I will assume a place of loss and I'll start running. But if I'm in Christ and I know who I am, and I've been communing with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, when those things come against me, I stand up in all my authority. I adjust my royal robe. I take up the decree of a king. And I command the power of God. I command the blessing of God. I command the victory of Jesus Christ. I rebuke the devils. I cancel the assignments, I turn them around, and I command the blessing to come, and I release the word of authority in my life. Hallelujah. Because I know I'm not alone. I'm surrounded. Do you know you are surrounded? Is it Pastor Johnny? That was Elisha. I knew you were going to say that. Let's look at another scripture. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12. Turn with me there to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. Paul says something. Hallelujah. You're never alone. Amen. Listen, if you're in Christ, how can you be alone? Hallelujah. How can you be in a place of defeat? Because you're seated in the seat of authority. Hallelujah. See, the whole thing is learning to use the authority you've been given. Amen. The enemy wants to say, no, you're a loser. No, I'm not. I know who I am. Hallelujah. He says, verse 6. Did I say verse 6? Verse 22, sorry. Hebrews 12:22. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. Oh, my Lord. You're registered in heaven. Your name is registered there. Pam is a king. They look for the registration. Oh, I found Pam. She's a king. Hallelujah. She's one of us. She's of the Christ order. She's of the ones who has dominion and authority and the right to speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, to an innumerable company of angels, you have come. He's using the singular. You have come to an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. More are those that are for you than those who are against you. Hallelujah. Come on, I believe the Holy Ghost wants to get some of you out of the place of defeat. He said, Pastor Johnny, but it's hard. Let me tell you, it's very hard to fight with your hands tied behind your back. You can be the greatest. You can be Samson. But if your hands are tied behind your back, I'll even take JP on if they tie his hand behind his back for me. Hallelujah. Amen. How do you say, man, I'll take Floyd Mayweather on if he ties hand behind his back. Hallelujah. How many of you say so? Amen. Yeah. I mean, it's a no contest. So if you allow yourself to fight with your hands behind your back, what is that? What are you saying, Pastor Johnny? If you allow yourself to take the place of defeat, to take the position of the religious, to take the place of one that has no hope, you've tied your hands behind your back. You've given all your authority away. You've laid it down. Amen. I sometimes use this picture when I'm teaching in walking his footsteps about the power that God's given you, the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, the weapons of prayer and worship, hallelujah, of declaration of the word, hallelujah, the weapon of faith that God has given you. And I say, listen, a person that forgets that and now tries to run around and look for help, you know what you are? You're like, imagine there is Sylvester Stallone, all muscled up. He's got an RPG around his neck. Hallelujah. Ammunition belts. He's loaded. He's walking down the street. And a lion jumps out. And he throws down the weapons of his warfare and picks up a stick. Tell your neighbor, don't give the enemy an opportunity. Don't lay your authority aside. Don't forget who you are. You're a king. You're a priest. You're a son of God with authority in the earth, empowered by the Holy Ghost. You see, the religious go to church to go cry to the pastor. Oh, pastor. They've been nasty to me. What's happening? He's calling me names. Like children do, eh? He's calling me stupid. You laugh. That's what they do. Oh, I need to run to go get help. I'm powerless. I got no help. God doesn't hear my prayer. No. He has given you authority. And that devil that he left there by you is a live one. Amen. But it's defeated. Amen. And there are more that are for you than those that are against you. The hand of God is on you. Hallelujah. I am the manifestation of the will of God in the earth. Can you say that with me? I am the manifestation of the will of God in the earth. And if it's gonna be, it's up to me. Amen. So I speak the word of God. I make declarations. You know, it's important for saints to have declaration sessions. I do that. I've got a nice red seat in my office. I go sit in my red seat. Hallelujah. And I make declarations. Today I'm a conqueror. Whatever I face, I overcome. I thank you, Lord, your provision goes before me. Hallelujah. I have no lack. I have no need. No weapon formed against me today will prosper. Oh, Lord, I am blessed. Hallelujah. I'm joyful. I'm victorious. I'm fruitful. I'm going to have a great day today. Hallelujah. Whatsoever I do shall prosper because you've made me fruitful. Hallelujah. Your angels encamp about me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. They might come against me, but they are defeated. I'm taking the ground back God has given me. Today, wherever I walk, God has given me. Hallelujah. What are you doing? You're making declarations. You're letting heaven and earth know you know who you are. Hallelujah. So when you get there, the situation's already preloaded. The conqueror is coming. Hallelujah. The declarations are made before you. Somebody say amen. So you have an innumerable company of angels. That's what Paul says in the book of Hebrews. Around you. Listen, can I tell you how many angels God sends? However many is necessary to match what's come against you. Because he has promised he will not allow anything to come against you that he's not given you the power or the help and the assistance to overcome. Hallelujah. And, you know, some people think they're very important. The enemy is going to send 1,000 demons. You don't. Some of you doesn't need 1,000. He just needs one to say, boo. And you, Amen. But there's authority in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your hands. Say, I've been given power and authority. I've been given the name of Jesus. I am a new creation in Christ. I am a child of God. I am a king and a priest unto God. I've been authorized to make declarations, to release decrees. I've been authorized to speak the word, and angels respond because they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation. They are more for me than those who are against me. I am an overcomer. My enemy is defeated. In the name of Jesus, they turn their backs and they run from me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you take the enemy on, you better know who you are. You better stand where you stand. You know, it's like a dog. Some homes you go to and that dog comes for you, you better stand your stand. Because if you turn, he's going to bite. Amen. He's going to snap at you. Have you seen those dogs, little chihuahuas? You walk in. And while you're walking to them, they're backing down. They're going, ow, ow, ow. And the moment you walk past, they come up from behind. They give you a little nip. Hey! Hey! You. Hallelujah. What is God speaking about tonight? He's talking about the excellent ones. He's talking about those who know the word of God, the power of God. Listen, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. It's not time to cry out. It's time to take dominion. Do you know that's what? God's not interested when you cry. You help me. God says, shut up. You heard Pastor Wendy McDonald's testimony. Her daughter Paula was poked in the eye and she went blind in her eye, in her right eye. And so Pastor Wendy, oh, my poor child, she's blind. She phones her mommy to cry on mommy's shoulder. Oh, now my child is blind and I don't know what we're going to do. Sister Natty says, shut up. Remember who you are. Stand in your faith, hallelujah. Decree your child's here. It's not going to help to cry. It's time to fight. It's time to declare. It's time to make the word have effect. She would not allow her to cry. What a mother. Oh, mommy, look what. Shut up. That's what God, many people that go to God cry, shut up, man. Just to ad lib. You say, where's that in the Bible? Well, look what God said to Moses. The people all stood up against him. There was the Egyptians coming. They're up against the Red Sea. And Moses goes. He goes from a man who speaks the word of God with authority and walks and strikes a rock and water comes out and walks in the power and delivers a whole nation. And the enemy intimidates him and he goes and he's crying, oh God, nobody's here to help me, I'm all alone. God says, why are you crying to me? Stand up. Go read it. God says, why are you crying? Stand up. Take your rod. Take your authority. Stretch it over this water. command the miracle in the name of Jesus. Why are you crying? It's not like God is confused. He's not perplexed about Moses. Moses, I've shown you all these 10 plagues. Delivered Israel with a mighty hand. Called manna down from heaven. Caused water to come out of a rock. Hallelujah. Released an anointing in the nation that the Bible says their clothes didn't even wear out. Neither did their shoes grow old. I mean, they're walking in the miraculous, in the power of God. And he forgets who he is for a moment. And he starts crying out like a mere man. You're not a mere man. Jesus said, say I'm not unto thee, you are gods. I'm not saying you are God, you are like gods. You're the God kind. You're in the image of him who speaks and it comes to pass. You're in the image of him who is a partaker of the kingdom. In the kingdom, you eat from the words of your mouth. The Bible says, by the fruit of his lips shall a righteous man be satisfied and eat. Hallelujah. It's a place of dominion given to you. God is saying to you tonight, I've given you dominion and authority. Hallelujah. Now be strengthened with might. I release the anointing in your life to be strengthened with might according to the power that's at work in you. Hallelujah. You know what? I believe we are living in the last days that we're going to see the working of miracles. A little while ago, I think it's about 2 years ago, God started speaking to me about this, that saints are going to start seeing Old Testament and New Testament type working of miracles. Sun, stand still. I'm busy fighting you. Multiply the time. I need more time to finish this project. Hallelujah. And what is that? That is from saints starting to realize who they are. Because the Bible says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. So you say, thank you, Lord, for the power. How much power? More than you need. I have power. And so, that's why the working of miracles is called the gift of the working. Who works it? You. Hallelujah. You speak to that storm. You command that situation. Hallelujah. I tell you, the miracles that the church is going to see in this final move of God is going to blow the world's mind. They're going to say it's unfair. How can we compete? Amen. The enemy that's come against you is already defeated if you know who you are. Come on, say with me, I'm not going to be defeated. I'm not going to think like a loser. Because as I think, so I am. I refuse to feel like a loser. I refuse to feel like things are not going to happen for me. I refuse to say things are going backwards. I'm part of the onwards and the upward call in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And I take dominion. I declare it shall be well with me. I will eat the fruit of my labors. Today I will have good success. The Bible says whatsoever things he does shall prosper. So that is the promise. That is the anointing that is on you. That is the domain that God has prepared for you. You will flourish. The righteous shall flourish like a cedar in Lebanon. Hallelujah. Because I must remember what kind I am. Tell your neighbor, what kind? I'm of the kind that has dominion. I'm of the kind that's been authorized to speak the words of a king. Hallelujah. I'm of the kind that has dominion. No matter what comes against me, it falls 1,000 to my left and 10,000 to my right. Nothing comes near me. Hallelujah. Make your decrees. Stand your stand. I encourage each and every one you be to be part of a winning company. You need to be part of a people who speak their faith. Come on now. What you put in is what you get out. If you're in the company all day of unbelievers and of people who are weak, that speak defeat and are crying all day, it will have an effect on you. You can't watch whatever you want to watch on TV and think that when the enemy comes against you, you're going to roar like a lion. You need to be amongst a company of believers. And God has prepared that for the church. It's called the life group. It's the church in the home. Think of it. There's only 56 Sundays in a year. 56. It's not enough. Imagine if you only worked 56 hours in a year. It's less than 3 days. Will you survive? Will it be enough time to renew your mind? No, we need more. Hallelujah. And that is the victory. So I encourage each and every one of you. Find a life group. Join a life group. Be amongst victorious people. Be in a place where you can learn to exercise your faith. Hallelujah. Because coming like this, great, I'm encouraging you. And I always say this time is a time of impartation. And it's also a time of learning and receiving and realizing what's possible. That's why Sunday was great, but Monday is better. Because Monday you go out and you do what you heard you can do. Amen. And it's so important to be part of a life group. So important to be part of the church. You cannot afford to be a Sunday Christian. I don't want to be a Sunday Christian. Amen. I don't want to be. There's a song called, I don't want to be a Sunday Christian. I don't want to live a normal life. Hallelujah. You're not created for that. We are yet to change the world. We are yet to take authority over the South District and release angelic activities and release the power of God and release a mighty revival like the world has never seen. Hallelujah. You're in a company of warriors. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now come on, I want you to say today, in the name of Jesus, my enemies are defeated. They fall before me. They turn their backs and they run. Whatever has come against me is an anomaly. It is a perversion and a warping of the word that was spoken. And I command life. I command restoration. I command and I decree health and strength and blessing and peace and joy and provision. In the name of Jesus, it shall be so. Hallelujah. Man, our time is up, but I want to sing. There's power in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand with me and we're going to sing that.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on, make it a declaration. This is not a song, it's a declaration. Speak it into the atmosphere.
There is power.
glorious spirit going. Sing it. Some of you need to get violent here tonight. I have power.
I have power in the name of Jesus.
I have power.
I have power in the name of Jesus.
I have power.
I have power in the name of Jesus.
Come on now. I break, declare it.
I break every chain.
Victory is at hand. The time of my authority has come. The time of dominion is upon me. The power of the name of Jesus is on my lips, and I break every chain. I decree blessings over this week. Sunday was great. I said Sunday was great. Go conquer, go conquer. Hey!
I break every chain. I break every chain. I break every chain.
Hey, hey, hey.
I break every chain. I break every chain. I break every chain.
Hey, I break
every chain. I break every chain. I break every
one last time.
I break every chain. I break every chain. I break every chain.
Go home scripture. Oh, the enemy's in trouble tonight. Tell your neighbor, this is the go home scripture. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power and authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hey, come on, high five, two or three people. Tell me you got power.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.